We get a call, and it turns out they got stuck in the elevator.
The one thing I'd love to know about you is, if you were a potato, what type would you be?
You could be talking to somebody who was, like, the most hated person in their high school, and
you
just don't know.
Am I doing that?
I did it last week.
Oh, you're right.
Do you not remember my amazing intro?
Was it amazing?
No.
We almost forgot about it, as
giggle,
per usual.
Giggle City.
It was fine.
It's always Giggle City with this trio. Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we doing? Also, for the record, I said the same order that I say it in every time. So now we're going to look back on the episodes. Remember we talked about this last
when
week?
The way that you say it.
Yeah. But no, it's
your
always,
way
we
is
always
not
say
always
that.
Correct. It's not.
It is.
It's not your way or the highway, Adam. I can
is.
Decide. It doesn't change. If anything, mine was alphabetical, so mine's right.
No, it's Adam's way or no way. Also, okay. My way is how we list it in the descriptions.
AK, because you write them. So like, that's your decision. So I can decide to spice things up.
I just...
If I want to.
No, I'm pretty sure
you
if we look back at the episodes...
You are the pilot of your own life.
I'm the pilot
ours.
Of everybody's lives, trust me.
Okay, we need to segue because I'm done talking about you.
Katie's already segueing. We were literally 2 minutes in and Katie's already segueing.
I'm already vetoing this conversation. I'm on to the next thing.
All right, well, we can give the team a little overview of today. So we're going to go through weekend recap, as per usual. We'll do plans for this upcoming weekend because we have some fun Memorial Day plans coming up. And then we'll do get to some questions that we missed last week on the Q&A.
Well, like every week because we always miss. You guys send in so many great questions and we miss them. So we're going to answer
and then we feel
a
bad.
Bunch in this episode so you feel seen and heard.
But no, Colby was literally saying, she's like, we keep telling them to bump and then we don't end up getting to all of them. And I was like, would it even be possible? Like we get so many bumps and we just have to, you know, keep trying to get as many as we can. But then we'll do an advice segment and we're committed to at least two.
Yep.
At least two advice segment this week.
We'll see. Maybe more.
All right. So what do we even do this weekend?
We had our Save the Bees fiasco on Friday when we tried to save the bees.
Oh my gosh.
and then we didn't. And then we went to Kit's birthday. And then Saturday we had our very warm day and went to City Vineyard.
We just need to rehash what we went through with the Save the Bees.
Oh, the Save the Bees was just like, it was just kind of sad because we were really trying to do a good deed
on
Friday.
We wanted to save the bees.
And
for National Bee Day.
It was National Bee Day. Bumble was doing an event. And I'm recently partnered with Bumble. So I was invited to this event. Or I have to go to a certain amount of events for the contract. So this one really piqued my interest because it was on West Side Highway,
yeah.
In a beautiful little park, and it was, you were going to plant vegetation for bees on National Bee Day. I'm like, that is so cute.
Katie was already, she was in her little jean.
I had a denim jumpsuit ready to get dirty and like...
Katie's practicing in front of her mirror. I got that on video.
Ready to get down on my knees and plant some trees.
We were ready, and then...
or plants,
of course, it started monsooning. And Katie and I tried to go anyway, and it was literally monsooning and lightninging.
Well,
and
no, I tried to reach out. Well, I reached out to my manager. She reached out to the brand, and they said it was still on. So we fully showed up and noticed, like, moments, like, minutes into being there that it was canceled. So it was really unfortunate timing. We were really trying to do a good deed, but then...
Tried to save the bees.
The upside was that we got to drink sooner.
We did.
So we went to dinner.
Yes. So Katie and I were like, how can we honor the bees in this moment?
Yeah.
And we went to dinner and ordered pizza and bolognese.
Yeah, we probably ordered some things that...
Oh, and the truffle pizza.
We could eat because of the bees. You know, the bees really... If you really look into it, because bees exist, we have so many things. So we really did honor the bees by just enjoying our night.
We did, exactly. And
I'm happy for you guys. I was not included in these plans.
Colby, I don't think you wanted to come to save the bees, honestly. Yeah,
Colby, you really didn't miss anything. You actually avoided a lot of stress for
us. Well, it was at 5:30, and I'm like, who is available at 5:30 usually? Adam. Adam is always available at 5:30.
Oh my God, and remember we were in the Uber?
You're my 5:30 friend.
I am your 5:30 friend. But do you remember we were in the Uber, and he refused to drop us off because we were on the highway, and we were like, no, we can literally just dive out. And he's literally, the car is moving while
That's
we're getting out.
That's happened to me before, though, in like many instances of just anything thing that's on the West Side Highway, like when I went on my golf date all those months ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Same issue. Like, they can't drop you there. So there should be like a little spot, but I guess they don't really
know. There are some alcoves, because remember on Saturday we did the brunch at Shoo Shoo. So that's where Colby Girl comes into the plans.
Saturday.
I did something on Friday.
Colby's like, do you want to share? Too.
No, it's okay.
I look over, Colby's on her phone. What are you doing over there?
I was going through the DMs.
Okay,
while you guys talked about what you did without me.
You're a great partner to this podcast.
We would have had more fun with you there, Colby, as always.
Yeah. In the rain. Would have been great.
But I'm telling you, like, Katie and I had a whole...
But Saturday was like... It was very hot, don't get me wrong, but it was a beautiful day.
It was a beautiful day. And we went on the water. We went to City Vineyard, which is on Pier 26 off West Side Highway.
So we went back to the highway.
We did. We went back to the highway. Life is a highway.
Back to our roots.
I want to ride it all night long. And we did. We rode it all night long.
It was all day, not all night.
All day. You're right. I did not ride anything all night long. I was like, I'm going to sleep after our night Friday. Well, you actually...
Wait, I have a story.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, I have two very quick anecdotes. Okay, City Vineyard, we're there. We separated because I stayed back with Mia and her new man and his friends. We were there. They had two girlfriends that were there that I met that were so great. We are now friends on Instagram and... have each other's phone numbers.
They're very great making girls. Friends.
Yes, I love making new friends. So I love my OGs, but I love making new friends.
Don't forget where you came from, sister.
I will never forget where I came from, but very sweet girls. And I mentioned them because we were walking, crossing, you know, that bike lane, which is right by City Vineyard. Like when you get out, and you have to get in, like when you're finding your car.
Yeah, it's like the West Side bike lane, like the Bay.
Right, it's the long one. Yeah, it goes the whole way.
Exactly.
So we were crossing, and it's a crosswalk. So you have to, you know, you are a pedestrian, so you have right of way technically, but you have to like yield to the bikes too. It's like kind of like one of those things.
Yeah, and on that crosswalk, there are multiple signs saying that the bikers are supposed to yield to the pedestrians, and I've never once seen any bikers slow
down. No, the bikers don't care.
They plow right through.
Bikers in New York have the most confidence I've ever seen. So we were crossing, and I was super careful because we were drinking, so I was, you know, a little impaired. Super careful, waiting for them to go by. And then, like, me and Mia and some of the guys crossed because our Uber was right there. I hear, like, the loudest noise I've ever heard in my life. Turn around, and one of the girls that we were with got decked by
a
biker.
No way.
Okay? Because she definitely, I mean, we asked her later. She's like, I just totally was on my phone, didn't even really look. Like, I don't think she was, like, really paying attention. But she actually, like, got hit but didn't fall. Like, she was very inspiring. And guess what? It wasn't even, like, a normal bike that hit her. It was an electric bike, which are not allowed.
Oh, my God.
You're not allowed to have an electric bike on the West Side Highway. Anyway, so the guy, his bike was, like, totally fine except for the mirror got, like, ripped off, I guess, slightly. Like, okay, you could probably pop that back on. Like, whatever. He screams at her. He's like, okay, well, now that I see that you're okay, I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
He said that to a girl?
Verbatim said that, throws his water bottle at her, okay? I'm standing there in shock. I've never seen anything like this happen. I have had several glasses of wine. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So a few of the guys we were with, we were all getting in the same Uber, or like the same two Ubers.
Yeah.
Some of the guys that we were with saw that they had already gotten in the car because we were just like piling into this Uber. And saw what happened. And this guy, one of the guys we were with, leaps out of the Uber and beats the shit out of this guy.
No way.
Oh, I'm not condoning violence, but like he threw something and was like being violent.
That guy clearly is being an asshole.
So like I feel like it was warranted a little bit. Like maybe not. I mean, everyone got up and walked away. Like no one was like severely injured, but like what a crazy ordeal. There was this other guy that was watching the whole thing happen, and of course, like the guy on the bike that was being a total dick calls 911 calls 911 and is like filing a police report
after he's
writing down all the license plate numbers, like trying to take pictures of us. Like it was so absurd.
Okay.
There was this other guy who was like, here's like, I have to go, but here's my information. Like if anything happens with this, I'll like testify and say that like literally it was all his fault.
Okay.
Like this is not.
Oh my gosh.
And it was just really funny because he wrote down like in the notes section of Will, like this other guy's phone, he wrote down his first and last name, phone number, and he said witness underneath.
Witness. Wait, Katie, I feel like you had such a crazy day after we departed.
Yeah, that's then so
the first
crazy.
Story, and then the second story. So this was not more than like 3 hours later. We went to dinner. Yeah. And then after that, came here to my apartment to pregame before 310 Bowery.
Yeah.
And so the guys wanted to get beer because I never really have beer here. Or I kind of do sometimes, but I didn't this particular time. So the girls came back early. It was great because I had to change. And then by the time the guys get here to like come up to my apartment, we get a call from them. And I'm like, because I buzz them in and I was, you know, usually when you buzz someone in and you wait and then they're here in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We get a call and it turns out they got stuck in the elevator. And this is never like there's been elevator issues here before, but yeah. I didn't think any people have ever gotten stuck in it. But it turns out it's happened before because this guy came downstairs when the guys were like literally stuck in the elevator waiting for the fire department to come and said he's from like floor 4. And he was like, oh, my God, my friends got stuck in the elevator a couple weeks ago. Like, be careful.
Oh my God.
I'm never getting in there again.
But here's the thing. So they did get stuck in it, but they pushed like the panic button and the fire department came in actually 10 minutes.
Okay.
10 minutes or less and got them out in 10 minutes. So it took like, it was a 20 minute ordeal, which obviously not great, but like.
Not the best 20 minutes, but it could have been.
It could have been so much worse. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's like my worst nightmare.
But it was funny because I was standing downstairs, like, because I felt obligated to be there while it was going on because like, this was my apartment and like I felt like it was my fault. And the guys, because it was stuck between two floors, I have a video, they had to like slide out and the fire department guys or the firefighters had to like hold them, and it's like guys like they had to be helped, and like you could tell how uncomfortable they were because were being like helped out of the elevator by
being manhandled
by fire department.
Would enjoy that.
I would have loved that.
Anyway, that was my eventful day. I'm done speaking now because I've just talked forever. But aren't those crazy stories?
Believe, those are very
and I didn't,
crazy
I knew about
stories.
The elevator thing because you told me that on Sunday, but like I didn't realize about the e-bike one.
I was waiting to share. So yeah, I'm wondering. Well. Actually crazy also, the girl who the whole thing happened to, her dad is an ex-detective. So she had him like look into the police reports and stuff because he had like clearance to do that or something. And she found the entire report. And the guy who had gotten out of the car to hit the guy, which we discussed later, like might not have been the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But he was like, whatever, like it happened. Like I'll just deal with whatever the consequences are. Like obviously he was really nice about it. But I mean, I don't mean to laugh, but like this guy, that was just so crazy of an overreaction.
I mean, it is like a funny story. It's like, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Like also you said, I didn't even realize you weren't allowed to have e-bikes on West Side Highway. Like
I didn't know that either. We Googled it later. Apparently you're not.
I mean, it would make sense. There's so many people who run on that path. There's so many people who walk across that path.
Yeah,
like,
well, you're not supposed to run in the bike lane part of it. It's technically not for pedestrians.
Oh, I run in the bike lane part.
On the West Side Highway?
There's
a separate lane, and then obviously you can just run on the highway.
If it's like a busy time, I don't like to run on the path because there's like a ton of people.
Oh, okay, got it.
Busy
that makes
times.
Sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
So they're like in the midst of my, they're in my space, you know?
Yeah.
Nima space.
Well, this is a lesson to always, always look before you cross a bike lane because bikers, you know, I have some friends that bike. But not all of them are our friends.
I mean, even when they first introduced outdoor dining, I have this specific memory during COVID of me, Alex, and like a few other people being at dinner in one of the outdoor structures that they built off of restaurants.
I'm scared.
And when they build it off of restaurants, sometimes there's a bike path in between it. And so there was this guy who was just like the epitome of the guy that you just would not want to hit on a bike. Like it was this prince... Like, he just looked like somebody you would not want to hit on a bike. Like, I can't explain it either way. Like, he looked like Prince Charming from Shrek.
Like, he'd be a drama queen about it? Is that what you're saying? Or, like, yeah, why?
Like, it looks like
or
if you hit...
Or he's too pretty.
I think every single person on a bike is somebody that I wouldn't want to hit on a bike.
Every person not on a bike?
No, he was one who... Okay, so let me just...
He was walking and a biker
so
hit him?
So he was walking between the restaurant and the outdoor structure.
Oh, last I thought that after. You meant, like, he was on the bike and got hit.
No. He was walking across in a Burberry trench coat. He had his, platinum blonde, slicked back hair. He looked like $1 billion.
So he's pretty.
He looked like he would sue you.
Yeah, exactly. He looked like he would sue the shit out of you.
Okay, I see where you're going now.
And he gets decked by a bike. Like, I'm
I
not even kidding.
I didn't mean to laugh. Oh, my God.
It was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I, like, witnessed everything firsthand. The guy flatlined him. Like, he was literally on his back, not moving. And people were... His
Wait,
girlfriend...
Wait, that's concerning.
It was bad. His girlfriend was at the table next to us, and she, like, twiddled over her in her little Louboutins, like...
Wait, what? So who was at fault here? Was he...
It's hard to say.
It, like,
because I don't know if in a bike lane you're supposed to yield to pedestrians going across. I don't know if that's like a law now that there's outdoor structures outside of restaurants, you know?
I am scared of sitting in those since you saw the one get hit by a car.
Yeah, it was in Lower East Side around like Orchard Street area. And this car, when I was walking home from this event, this black SUV, like Uber looking thing, like full on just slammed into a structure and just didn't even care.
Now
just,
that's all that I can think about.
And the thing is, it's like, you know how when you hit something, you can either, you have a few options. You can like stop, you can back up. He just kept going.
Oh my gosh.
No one was in it. It was like late night, but that is also my worst nightmare now too.
That is insane. Yeah. I mean, that reminds me of being at Don Angie and there was like a fire truck that drove by and the entire structure shook. Like that's how close the fire truck. It must've been like this close to where I was sitting at the...
Some cars in New York are extremely bold with how close they get to things.
Well, it's like if it's a small like West Village street and it's something like a fire truck that takes up all that amount of space. It was crazy.
I guess fire trucks are like, I don't care if my paint gets scratched because duty calls.
Duty calls. Duty calls.
Gotta save some lives.
Gotta save some, even if it means risking some. You know,
gotta get some people out of the elevator.
Yeah, exactly. They were coming to save you guys.
I'm shook. Well, we still, after that, I was like, do you think this is going to kill the mood? And it didn't. We had a whole night.
I can't even believe it. I was dead.
I was dead too. I was like a corpse. I don't know how I was like still going.
Meanwhile, me, Colby, Emily, and Iria went back to Emily's and they were rallying. Colby was actually ready to have a day, I feel like. I was like a dead body.
But then you texted the next day and you're like, I'm going to formally decline any invitation. What did you say?
Oh, yeah. I made an announcement that I stand by.
What was it? Tell
that
the crowd.
The next time that the heat is like that, I will be formally declining. Or no, respectfully declining any invitations to socialize.
It's also because we had no water that day, which Colby and I realized on Sunday.
Wait, I had so much water at Shoo Shoo. I was like, I had to pee so bad after that.
No, that was from the margaritas. They refilled their water cup one time.
Yeah, we didn't have a jug at the table.
I was refilling my own water cup. I thought they gave us this.
No,
we didn't have a jug.
You're imagining.
I remember specifically.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking of Gemma. My mistake.
Oh, at dinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not hydrate.
Yeah.
But...
You're thinking of the margaritas. Yeah, I was also thinking of the margaritas. We had so many of those.
I literally was just not well from the heat. All that I could think about. Like, we had a fun day, but it was not enjoyable due to the heat at the same time.
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, being out at City Vineyard, like, it was nice on the water, but the sun beating down on us. Remember, every time we were out in the sun, we'd be like, I'm starting to sweat.
No, I was sweating the whole time.
I think I got a nice tan.
I think you did too, actually,
Look at
Kathy.
Me. I have some color.
When there was a breeze, it was nice, but that came, like,
you were
once
wearing
every
all black
20 minutes.
As well. You were wearing all black. That was a rough color to wear that day.
Yeah.
I was in jeans.
But it was very hot.
That was also a rough decision.
The air was just, like, thick. I mean, I walked.
It was thick.
It was, like, hot, humid, gross. And it was even worse on Sunday, I think.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I didn't leave my house. I was so hungover.
I went for a run in the morning.
I wanted
Colby
to die.
For coffee,
yeah,
and
Adam
I was like drenched.
And then I went out and did like a few more errands, and that was it. I actually walked like 9 miles both days in the scorching heat.
Wow.
According to my phone.
Oh my gosh.
We met up both days. Did I meet you Saturday morning too? Because I also went on a run Saturday morning, I think.
I don't even remember.
No,
everything,
yeah, you did, because you two were late.
Oh, on Saturday we bought sunglasses.
Remember, you were like,
oh,
you were like, just so everyone knows I'm going to be late. What did you say? Or are we all on the same page? We're going
to
be late.
Oh yeah, I was like, are we all on the same page that we're going to be late to a 1 p.m. brunch? And nobody agreed with me. Everybody was.
Well, I was
going to
be on time, and then we pushed it back. I mean, I was okay with pushing it back, but
1 p.m. is just like
really early.
It's pretty early.
It is. Oh, it is super. It doesn't sound like it when you think about it. Like you think, okay, if I wake up at like 10, I mean, I never sleep in until 10, but like if I do, because it's the weekend, then you have like X time to shower, get ready.
And you and I were out until 3 a.m. the night before.
Yes. But like for some reason, I felt totally okay.
I woke up and ran like 4 miles.
I had like a little headache, but then also like I thought I was going to like crash later, but I didn't. I don't know why.
You were kind of crashing though. You texted me and then you were like.
But then I
yeah,
just picked right back up.
You zooted yourself right back in.
I think it was eating dinner.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely had a wall.
I needed dinner. I needed food.
I had dinner at like 11 o'clock and then ended up being out until 1, even though I only intended on being out until like 8.
Where did you go?
We went to that rooftop party.
Oh, you were there till 1?
No, I wasn't. Adam, I left at 9.
Adam was ready to leave upon arriving.
Because you were texting me and I was like...
His friends from Maryland were coming. So then he stayed.
It was a good opportunity for me to catch up with people I haven't seen in a while. But I had fun. It was like fun. I had a good time. But I was definitely ready to go.
Yeah.
I was ready to go have dinner like when you left, but
yeah. And now we're going to have another good weekend this weekend, kids, right?
Yes. This weekend I hope will be equal parts relaxing, equal parts fun.
I keep forgetting that this weekend is Memorial Day.
Same.
It seems like impossible that that can be true.
Well, when this episode comes out, we will be, well, I guess not quite.
You'll be there.
You'll be in Maryland. Yeah. But we will be gearing up to go to the airport because we are flying from New York to Maryland, which feels so silly.
Which is insane. I've literally never done that.
I've never done it either, but it was so cheap.
But that's so weird because I fly from New York to Boston all the time.
But the Boston trek is longer on a train.
Not much.
It is. It's like 4.5 hours.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
But if you do the Acela, it's like 4.
It's more expensive. But
Maryland's
the Amtrak's 2.5. So like
really? Yeah. I thought it felt long when we did it. But still, I mean the flight from Boston to New York is like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Which that's amazing. But yeah, I think I've just never done it because like when you think about it, it's like an hour to get to the airport.
Yeah.
And then like for my parents if I'm gonna BWI, it'd actually be the same.
Are we going to LaGuardia? I forget. I think we are.
We are.
LaGuardia that's an easy one to get to. Elite airport now. Yeah. I've decided
LaGuardia. Well, we were going to JFK, but I put my foot down.
Call me Vito.
I love JFK for the lounges, but...
I don't like JFK at all.
I hate it. I truly hate it.
I like nothing about it.
Getting there is horrible. But they have really good lounges, though.
The food at LaGuardia is so good now that they updated it. They, like, upgraded the whole place.
Oh, yeah, with the little water feature.
Yeah, the water feature that, like, actually spells out, like, words.
Yeah,
in it like yeah. It's you can advertise yeah. in the water fixture in the middle of LaGuardia Airport.
Yeah. Flying from LaGuardia to Boston is also an elite experience because they have a designated terminal for JetBlue flights.
Oh, really?
For yeah, New York to Boston shuttle flights.
Wow.
Are you a JetBlue exclusive?
I fly JetBlue a lot because it's cheaper.
I don't really have an airline.
For Boston. I mean, when I go to Boston, but I don't have an airline, like, preferred airline.
I guess I like Delta.
Yeah, I'm a Delta loyalist.
I like Delta, and I like JetBlue, too. But I think all of the airlines are having issues these days.
Yeah, I saw something on Instagram about some flight, like Delta flight, where the pilot wasn't qualified to fly the aircraft.
Me. Don't tell me this.
And people like got delayed like a night. Like they had to like sit in the airport and wait to get on a flight home.
Oh yeah, my sister had a huge issue. So when we were coming back from Naples a few weeks ago, we both were on Delta flights, but hers left like 40 minutes before me. And she had a layover at JFK. And her flight arrived earlier than expected, and her departing flight was boarding like 10 minutes after their scheduled landing time. So mm-hmm. I was like, oh, you'll be fine. You won't have to switch terminals or anything. It's set up in a way that you'll just arrive and then walk to your gate. She gets there and she is like, our gate is in Terminal B. My flight is in Terminal D. And they took them in a shuttle and got there. And for some reason, the Delta employees didn't, even though she wasn't the only person, I think there were like 7 to 10 people on that flight from Florida that were going to Boston. And the flight attendants didn't call the other flight to be like, hey, we're on a tight squeeze because there was a plane blocking them to get to their gate. So they couldn't get there on time. And so then they pulled up to the gate as the flight was boarding. And then she had to change terminals with these other people. And they got there 1 minute after the doors closed and they wouldn't let them on.
Then
she was stuck there from like 4 o'clock until the next flight wasn't until 10:30 that they would let them get on.
That's horrible.
And she was supposed to be home like at her house at the same time that I got back, probably.
I would have died.
There is nothing more humiliating than running through the airport, no. I will say. There's just nothing. And whenever I see people that do, or like I know they're about to miss their flight, I'm like, oh, my heart goes out to you. Like,
yeah.
I send like good vibes to them.
You're like, I'm like, with our upcoming trip to Paris, the girls and I need to brush up on our French skills, and we are so excited to be partnering with Rosetta Stone to help make us pros by the summertime. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in any language you want to learn.
I'm personally so excited to learn French with Rosetta Stone because it's so easy. I can do it right on my phone. Its built-in true accent feature gives you feedback on your pronunciation, which I think is so helpful because pronouncing things is always difficult for me. And Rosetta Stone's process is designed for long-term retention of the language, so I'll be speaking French forever and ever. It's an amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so no matter where life takes you in the world, you'll be covered and speaking the language in no time.
Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Matchmade listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's rosettastone.com/today for 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. J'adore Rosetta Stone.
Dry January might be over for now, but if you're looking to cut back or cut out alcohol this year, keep listening. Recess Zero Proof Craft Mocktails are the perfect alcohol replacement, seeing as though they're a totally guilt-free but delicious way to unwind. So if you're the kind of person who likes to be social but doesn't want to drink alcohol, holding a can of Recess will do the trick.
With 0% alcohol, real fruit, only 25 calories or less, naturally sweetened with agave and infused with functional ingredients that taste just like your favorite cocktails without the alcohol, Recess is the perfect way to either unwind at home, at a dinner party with friends, or in between drinks for alcohol moderation. I loved the watermelon mojito flavor, and I think you will too, so you should definitely check that and their other flavors out for yourself.
Get 15% off Recess mocktails now at takearecess.com/matchmade so you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences.
Check them out.
Yay, Recess.
Woo!
You know, can't relate, but that's been me before, so.
It's not fun.
Well, it'll be good. At least, hopefully, you guys will be fine. You're on a 40-minute flight. I'm on a train. I'll get there safely, and then we'll have a party Friday night.
We're having a soiree. You know, the best part about getting older is that my parents are so excited for this pregame I'm throwing.
I cannot wait to see your parents.
The fact that I don't... I mean, not that I really threw parties in high school, but, like, you know, when you're, like, trying to hide the fact that you, like, drank to your parents. Well, now my parents are like, okay, what give me the list of alcohol we need to get.
Now your parents are like, I am so excited to throw it down. My mom's like,
let's get a charcuterie board together. They're like, maybe we'll come to the bars with you guys.
Oh my god,
like,
I can't wait for Pat ready to rage.
Yeah, I really hope that when I'm old, well, I have no doubt that I'll be the cool mom. You will.
We'll all be cool moms.
I think it's a mindset.
It is a mindset. But I think it also depends on like how you were raised.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I think my parents have always been pretty cool, but I don't know.
My parents were definitely strict, but
how was it being the youngest?
I definitely got away. My sisters would beg to differ, but I feel like my parents were strict, but I guess I got away with stuff. My sisters would say that I got off pretty easy, but like, I don't know. Yeah, I think I was a good kid. I guess.
You were sneaky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of funny? That's the difference is that Katie and I are the oldest and then Colby's the youngest in her family.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Second child. I've been seeing that all over TikTok. Like the second, well, maybe not that you're the second, but like, have you seen that? Like, what's the sound? It's like, gotta look out for that second child. Like, cause it's like the kids that are like,
I know you're talking about.
Act like they have no fear. It's like this kid at the zoo and there's a giant lion behind the glass and he's like jumping at the kid and the kid's just like,
I think that.
Like, that's just like that, the definition like, of second me, child.
I think.
Yeah.
As the youngest, and my older sister is so shy, and I always used to have to call her friend's house since everybody used to have landlines. We would call their home phone, and she would be too nervous to call and have somebody that wasn't her friend answer the phone. So I'd be like, hi, is so-and-so home? And then once they gave her friend the phone, then I would give the phone back to her.
Wait, that was like a real fear that I had as well. Like calling someone.
Oh, I did not care.
No, well, worrying that like there's this one friend of mine that I had that had seven people in her family, five siblings or five kids, and two of which were boys. And I was always very nervous that when I called her house, like one of the boys would answer.
I feel
phone.
Like I was the one that would like hope and pray that I would get a hold of friend's brother.
I was terrified that I would have to speak to one of these boys and like I would stutter and like get embarrassed. Yeah.
That's so funny.
I had a hard time. I've always, I don't know, talking on the phone has always been like anxiety inducing to me, unless it's one of my like close friends.
Talking on the phone?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Talking on the phone. I'm much better in person.
I think that's something that like grows with age though. As yeah. in like, I'm sure before.
In
like,
terms
I feel
of
like,
work calls and stuff, you mean? Or
no,
like scheduling appointments?
No, like social calls that aren't with my close friends. Oh. Like if a guy that I'm seeing that I've like gone on a date with were to like call me.
Oh yeah, I'd freak out.
I'd freak the fuck out.
Yeah, I would feel like something was wrong.
Like if someone from like a work call, no, that's like I'm used to that now. And like talking to you guys. But if like someone else, like even a friend that I, like a girl that I met at a pregame last week, I get a call from her, like I would, my stomach would drop to my butt. Like I would think I did something wrong or I'd get nervous and not want to like, I want to text you.
Remember the COVID era FaceTime dates?
The FaceTime dates that I never went on because
I
what the
either.
Fuck?
I was way too anxious.
I definitely did not ever do that.
I was like, I'd rather just be single my entire rest of my life.
Yeah. Like, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
I mean, there's all sorts of, like, what's going to be next with the dating apps? Like, the voice memo thing or the voice prompts?
Voice memo is honestly picked up, or the voice prompts, right?
I don't think Bumble does it. I was
so
looking
many
at
people that feature them now.
Yeah, everybody does voice prompts. I feel like
but
I will not.
But I still don't like them.
Can you even do it on Bumble? Oh, my God.
I need to get back on Bumble.
No, I look, these are some hot.
Oh, they are hot guys on Bumble?
Sexy men.
Here I go.
Yeah.
I just need a tutorial on how to use it.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Oh, my God. All people that liked me, 21,850. That can't be right.
21,850?
Liked you. 21,850 plus people have liked me on Bumble. There's just no way.
Katie's like,
is this a glitch? Tell me a compliment. They can hype me up, but like, it feels like a glitch.
Wait, how do I see that?
If you go to the heart, if you go to the heart that says liked you,
yeah.
Upgrade to premium to see who liked you. Yeah.
The fuck, mine's like 600 plus.
Well, how long have you had it? I've had Bumble for a very long time.
I don't know.
Anyway, so
I'm sad.
What's gonna
be
next?
I've never had a Bumble. Maybe I need to try.
I think you should try it out.
If I can get 21,000 likes.
You want to know a cool thing that they do also? Look at me. I'm just like the best ambassador. But they do this thing where you can like set your photos to whatever you want, obviously. But you can enable this feature that will reshuffle your photos based on which ones are most popular.
Oh.
So if some people are generally like liking the same photo over and over again because it's your quote best photo, they'll move it to the front.
I think that Tinder might have a similar.
Tinder does that too. I'm like, why has no one ever thought
of
that?
Oh, look, Katie,
before?
I haven't been on this in forever. You're one of my pictures. Says Colby.
Oh my God, those photos scream Memorial Day last year.
They actually are. They're from Memorial Day last year.
So hard. Last summer is your
Bumble
profile.
There it is. Best photo on.
Yeah, you can like shift it so the best photo goes to the front, which is very fair because like I always think my best photo is something that.
Wait,
maybe,
it's kind of
like,
funny. Of course, they put the thirst trap as like the first photo.
Thirst trap's your first
it's
photo.
It's literally another one.
Wait, so is mine. They put my like bikini picture first.
It's literally
me,
yeah, my Hinge won it the other day. I opened it and it told me that I should add a new photo because it's
Hinge
going my profile's going stale. It didn't say that, but.
Wait, what's your bio on Bumble?
Oh, my bio is pretty good. I just updated it last night. I kept it pretty short. Like some people really have like lengthy bios on these apps, and I just like feel like simple is better. I wrote, on a mission to find the best dirty martini in the city, martini emoji, because that opens the door to them.
Okay. Being like I know the best place in town.
Yeah, like let's go to this place.
But that's kind of hard because don't girls have to make the first move on Bumble?
Well, yes, but.
So, okay, so you say like,
hey, whatever.
Yeah, and
hey,
then they say, I know where the best
place
is.
And then they, yeah. And I wrote, like my usual like height, you can choose what you don't even have to put your height on there if you don't want to. It's like kind of cool, you can pick. So I put my height, I put that I'm active, Scorpio, have my undergraduate degree, and I'm looking for a relationship.
I love that.
Yes, because I've seen a lot of guys will put on their profile looking for something casual, and I want to throw my phone out the window.
Mine says looking for don't know yet.
Something casual. See, don't know yet, it's fine. Something casual screams I just want to get laid.
Yeah, that's
to
fair.
Me, at least.
Something casual screams, I'm going to ghost you in a week or two.
Yeah, like we're going to go on one date, you're going to sleep with me, and then we're done.
And he's going to come in 2 seconds and yeah. then be done with it, and then it's yeah. not going to be worth it at all.
Exactly.
My bio is can't cook, but can probably make you laugh. I wish you guys would have, like,
did you seen... Wait, how did this stuff taste last night?
It was really good.
That looked good.
That yeah. was actually good. I made turkey
those
meatballs.
Those meatballs looked good. I'm yeah. trying. The mac in and my head, was... I'm starving yeah. right now, and I'm thinking about what I want to make for dinner, and I took out salmon, but it's not speaking to me. I don't know what I would want to
no,
eat.
No, Cole,
it.
Your salmon always speaks to me.
I
it
know,
whispers
but
sweet
I,
nothings
I
in my ear.
I ate that the other night, and it's not slapping in my... I was going to make salad, but it's not salad weather. It's cold.
Yeah. I'm wondering when I'm
It did get
eat.
Really cold all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It was cold when I was walking here.
It was really... fine this morning. I was out with a tank top this
I
morning.
Really yeah. struggle with that. Like, I can't eat a salad unless it's warm and sunny out.
I wish I
otherwise I want
had a soup
some yes
wouldn't soup sound so good right now.
Soup girlies.
I love, you know,
I'm
I
a
love
soup,
soup
girl. I think like hot girls like soup.
Kathy knows of how course. To make a soup.
Like, hot girls are soup fanatics. Why are you winking at me? Why are you winking?
Because you know how to make a soup.
Oh, I know what you're saying here.
I don't think you do.
I do.
Okay.
I do. I'm going to spell out
wait,
what
guys,
saying.
This actually goes yeah. along, not soup, but what we were talking about before, dating app profiles. One of the questions that...
Oh, you're segueing. You're segueing.
I am.
Colby's good at segueing subtly. I like it.
Okay.
Katie's not subtle at all. She's like, segue.
I'm like, Adam, shut up. Let's move on.
Katie goes, order the court.
I need like one of the... What do they call those things?
A gavel.
Yeah.
Ooh, good, Colby.
All right. Colby's winning.
I love Colby today.
Are you going to get the gold star of the podcast again?
Yes.
Yeah, she is.
Okay. Okay, but this girl asked, she said, guys, I never get matches on Hinge. Help. What are your tips for a good profile?
I think Katie has a really good prompt. One that incites somebody to be able to have something to say to you other than something boring like, hey, hi, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Avoid the like, hey, how are you? How's your week going?
Yeah, it's boring.
I mean, it happens though. And yeah. it's not something you can totally avoid. But if you have a prompt or you, I really just try to look at their profile and see if there's anything I can say. And if not, like based on their prompts or their photos. Yeah. And if not, I just like kind of open the door. I just say like, I guess I have to say like, hey, I say, hey, usually. First.
I think it's a good starting point, but I think I having something on their profile or on your profile that incites somebody to converse with you is like a good first step.
Yeah.
But look so, at my so intro hard. Question.
Did you change it?
The one thing I'd love to know about you is if you were a potato, what type would you be? Colby, I love that.
I think that tells you
Wait.
So much about people.
Colby, also, what the heck? You're so beautiful in all these pictures.
Wait,
I also took so many.
That's actually a really good one.
It's
I might
such
have
a good
to
question.
That.
But one cringy thing is so many people are like a sweet one, winky face.
Ew, well, that lets you
that's
weed
horrible.
Them out. You
then,
can weed
yeah.
them out.
They need to be removed. Yeah. Unless they say a french fry, they're done.
No. Yeah.
I like baked potato. That's probably what I would say.
What was the one you like? No, Colby likes
I'm
home
a curly
fries.
Fry.
Home fries, cone fry. Or
I would be a curly fry.
Curly fries,
I
home
do
fries.
Like home fries, but my favorite form of potato is probably a shoestring fry.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. I wish you liked salsa. I feel like shoestrings are so optimal for a dip.
Salsa?
No,
sauce.
You know,
oh,
like Colby like
I thought
sauce.
You literally just said salsa.
I like, just don't like condiments. I like yeah. sauce.
Okay, but like... Shoestrings are just so optimal for dipping in a condiment.
What is the difference between a condiment and a sauce? Are they the same thing?
I
don't think like marinara sauce qualifies
right.
as
but
a
you don't
right.
like ketchup,
you're right?
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, that makes sense.
Does that mean ketchup isn't a sauce?
No. I mean, I guess maybe it is.
Well, they call it dipping sauce.
Okay, yeah. Okay, okay.
But I understand what you mean by condiment. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. fine. Well, you know, we'll go with it.
And then I guess extra advice for this girl is what's the good distribution of different pictures to have? I would say you need at least one thirst trap.
I don't have a thirst trap. I should implement one.
Yeah, you need one.
Do you not?
Use one of your Mexico bikini
Yeah,
picks.
Use the Mexico one. Wait, I thought you did.
No.
One that shows your face clearly. One that shows your body. If I mean, I
well,
think that's
Colby's
important.
Just gorgeous, so like every picture's a thirst trap, basically.
One that shows your friends.
Yeah, you need a friends one.
You guys are featured in mine.
Yeah, we are.
Is it us sitting on the bed?
Yeah.
Everyone loves that photo.
Yeah,
oh my
that's
God,
really
cute.
Good. I like it a lot.
Cute. I think a nice classic sitting at a table with a glass of something in front of you is a good photo. Because Colby and I both have one like that.
Colby, yeah, there she does.
Colby
I'm
and
like,
I both.
Check.
Colby checks all the boxes except for she needs a thirst trap. I mean, I don't think thirst traps are super, like, they are necessary totally, but like they definitely help.
I think if you're a gay listening to this podcast, you need at least one thirst trap.
I have a thirst trap in my Raya, but not on Hinge. I feel like I get, when I see who likes me on Hinge, I'm like, I'm happy I am keeping my bikini photos to myself.
See, I like having the at least one, like, okay, not like super crazy, like
cleavage. Yeah, nothing that's just, like, look at me.
No, just like, here's me in a bikini and it's perfectly, like, it's, I've had this on my Instagram account.
Something so to show, like, that shows insane. Off your assets, yeah.
It's not
you
a
know?
Nude, but I think that that one, if the guy likes that photo, I know that I don't like them.
Right.
If that makes sense. It's yeah. kind of like a trap.
Yeah.
Like, come in here and see what I have going on, mm-hmm. but definitely like the photo of me with my friends or me sitting with yeah. a glass of wine, not the picture of me.
I also
see what
think
I have to
that.
Offer.
Yeah.
Know what's there.
Right.
I know that you saw it and you wanted to like it, but you consciously chose
You chose
a different
one. Yeah.
It's like they come into the restaurant looking at the banana cream pie because they know they want it for dessert. But they're going to eat their dinner first, knowing that they can get to the
is
dessert
that your
later.
Go-to dessert?
Ew.
At Cafe Clooney, it is.
I can gladly say I've never had a banana cream pie.
I like vanilla or banana desserts, but I don't think I've ever had that.
It's
either.
Banana. It's basically banana pudding, like okay. what I'm thinking of.
Oh, one from I do like Magnolia? That Magnolia Bakery.
Yeah, that's my favorite dessert in the city. But Cafe Clooney has this banana pudding that's basically a banana cream pie, but in like a
dish.
We didn't dish.
Get that when we went.
And I'm telling you, it's like the best.
That chocolate thing
ever.
That we got
this
was
guy
delicious.
This guy was like on his first day working at this restaurant, and Colby and I were like, what do we get for dessert?
And he was like, I don't know.
And we took his recommendations even yeah. though it was his first day.
We're easy customers.
That's everything you need to know about me and Colby, the fact that we like took his recommendation and he literally just
I
like,
value
we've been there
the
more.
Opinions of others.
We've been there more than he has probably.
I'm so, dead. That's so funny.
Anywho.
Okay. This is also Hinge related. This girl wrote, I'm seeing this new guy right now, and I recently met all of his friends. A lot of them are single and all live very close to each other. I've been on dating apps for quite some time now, and so have they. And I've matched and talked to like two of his friends already. The three of us know it, but the guy I'm seeing doesn't. We haven't addressed it, but it feels a little awkward to be around them, let alone talk about it. What do I do? I really like this new guy, and I do see a future with him, but the situation with his friends feels weird. Asterisk, I talk to all of his friends on dating apps before I ever met him.
Okay, he definitely knows. The guy's definitely told him.
Yeah,
he's probably just trying not to be like awkward about it and make it a big deal. Right? Don't you think that? Like, don't guys talk enough? Like, if they're
really close, so. I feel like maybe he would be like, oh, I saw her on Hinge.
I feel like guys are like competitive like that and would want to like let him know that they've seen
her. Yeah, like, oh, I got to her first.
Right. Even if there's nothing serious, like, I feel like guys would just like want
to
say that.
I mean, also, like, if we think, like, if one of us brought a guy around and we had all talked to that same guy, then obviously we would all be like, wait, we all talked to that same guy.
Yeah. I just find it
hard. It is awkward.
Yeah, I think it's awkward too. I think it'd be the same in reverse. Like if it was a bunch of straight guys, like I don't know what else would they talk about.
Like, no, I feel like if I just find it very hard to believe that they would keep that to themselves.
I think it's awkward on all fronts, and it's probably best just not to bring it up. Because granted,
well, there's nothing wrong. There's no crime.
No,
you hadn't.
There's
met him
been
yet.
Yeah,
no crime, no fault to anyone involved. And yeah, you're probably right that they all probably know and everybody is just out of respect and trying to feel less awkward and just not make the situation more awkward, just not talking about it. Or you could like make a joke about it. I don't know. I feel like that those are two ways to go about it.
I think if it's something that, yeah, I mean, I think it'll get better with time, right? Like, it's not like they're all going to think about every single time they talk that she's talked to every single one of them on dating
right.
apps, right? You know, like, eventually she'll become...
And if you haven't gone on dates with
yeah,
them, like, who cares?
It doesn't seem like she's gone on dates
with them.
You got
your first conversation out of the way.
Yeah. Like, unless they were, like, straight up sexting, like, maybe that would make it a little bit weird, but...
Yeah, I really just don't see a world in which they didn't, if they're so close with this guy that you're seeing, why they wouldn't tell him. Like, I feel like he knows and he's just trying to like not draw
like,
attention
cool.
to it.
Yeah.
Cause like, does he want the whole relation? Like, I don't think maybe he doesn't even want to think about it. He doesn't want to think about the fact that his friends talk to you first.
Yeah.
Not that it's like a deal breaker for him, but like, I just feel like he's probably like, let's just carry on. Like,
yeah,
it didn't
I agree.
Happen. I don't know. I
think it's easier that way.
I feel like you have probably the same as I do, like a guilty conscience a little bit, and you feel like bad that you're keeping this secret, but I don't really even think it's a secret.
Okay, but also, like, if nothing progressed with these other guys, like, then just act as if it's casual. Like, they could.
What do you
just
mean? Oh, the conversations were casual, you mean?
Or yeah, like, if they were just, like, okay, so she talked to all these guys on dating apps before. Like, that doesn't necessarily mean that she's, like, been on dates with them or that it progressed really far.
Right.
So, like, it doesn't really matter. Like, you should just go into it as if you would talk to them as, like, in a friendly sense. Like, you're trying everybody out, like, from a seeing who you're compatible with. You happen to be more compatible with this other guy who happens to be the friend.
Like, and it's not like you knew that they were friends either.
Yeah.
That's kind of my biggest fear, that, like, one of the random guys in New York that I've had, like, maybe a not so great experience with, I'm going to end up matching with one of their friends on a dating app and, like, going on dates.
With you, didn't it? With
FiDi? Oh, yeah. Goldman Sachs. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was forever ago.
That happened to me, actually. It did. Yes. Well, I'm scared it's going to happen again with someone I actually want to date.
I mean,
because that guy I didn't really ever see a future with.
I think as we grow older, our, like, pools of people that we start to, like, see on dating apps and start to date become smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yeah. Right?
I was talking with one of my best guy friends, and we were just saying how weird dating apps can be and how strange it is that you could be talking to somebody who was, like, the most hated person in their high school and you just don't know.
Yeah.
Or someone that's, like, done something really bad.
Yeah.
Like, something bad.
Yeah.
And you don't know. Like, committed a crime.
Well, that at least could be found by,
like, on the extreme
via Google search. But, like,
that's true. I guess if they were caught.
But just, like, basic stuff.
Yeah.
But even, like, think of, like, the guy that I noticed that liked me on Hinge, who happens to be the ex-boyfriend of the guy that I was recently talking to, and then I heard all this bad stuff about him.
But you would only know that if you had, because you creeped.
No. I only knew because I was told on Friday.
But did you see his face when you were told on Friday? Or did you creep?
No, I knew that. No. This is what happened. I didn't creep. I knew the name from the girl who told me on Friday.
Was his last name on the app?
No, but then I went back and saw the guy, and then I went to the other guy.
So you creeped
after the fact. But
yes, I was
like, this is him. Like, this is the guy.
Anyway,
from the first name.
Yeah,
but that's what
true.
I'm saying.
But, like, but if you didn't properly creep, you might not have known that. That's what I'm saying. It's not a bad thing.
But
I'm just saying,
I didn't need to creep to figure it out. Like, somebody told me the name of this guy's ex-boyfriend, and then I was going through Hinge and then saw that this same guy liked me.
But how did you know his face? It was the most granola name ever.
Because I knew where he worked. I knew, like, other factors. Oh, okay. She was like, oh, he went to this school.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
So, like, she was telling me about him and their relationship.
Wow, this is a long conversation you had that I wasn't a part of.
Well, she came up to me and was like, how was your date with so-and-so? And I was it's your best friend.
Oh, that is true.
Anyways.
Okay, so you truly don't know, and we can't trust anyone, so dating apps are terrifying. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But it's our only
We already
only
have trust
hope.
Issues. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's getting increasingly harder just to meet people out in the wild.
Totally.
Like, no one's really interested in it.
I don't know. Colby's about to meet somebody from the wild.
Maybe. Potentially.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, Colby might have some updates for us soon.
So one of us, what are the odds? Like, one of us has to succeed, like, sooner rather than later. What the hell?
Yeah.
Come on.
Isn't it ironic that the three of us are, like, the only
I thought, left? Like, oh, we're going to start this podcast and, like,
It's going to come
it's
to us.
It's going to come to us.
Yeah, because everybody says once you stop looking. So then we made this podcast.
About
and
us looking.
Yeah.
So, I feel like the podcast is more like us figuring it out while also, like, going through waves of not looking and looking.
That's true. We've certainly.
Because some episodes were like, I'm fucking done with it. I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I'm deleting the apps, whatever. And then we're all on the same page. And the next day we're like, hot girl summer. We're about to, like, do it up.
It ebbs and flows.
I think it does.
It really, the weather is dependent as well.
Exactly. Yeah. But now we're getting into summer, and I think we're all ready for a hot girl summer, so.
I am stoked.
Very excited.
Maybe we'll meet
summer.
Our husband.
The summer has great energy.
I really don't want to meet my husband in Maryland.
I don't
Are you
either.
Kidding me? Because then, like, what? I don't want a long-distance relationship.
I have a good feeling about this summer of love.
Yeah,
Katie, you
too.
Should knock on wood, because Katie just said she never wants to meet her husband in Maryland, and we literally just said, you always say something comes when you least expect it or when you're not looking for it. And Katie just said she's not looking for it in Maryland. We're going to Maryland this weekend. Knock on that wood, Kathy girl, because you're about to meet your husband on Friday.
I don't know, because, like, I've said this a million times, like, oh, like, I probably won't meet my husband this weekend or this summer. And I I didn't, so.
So anyway, the stakes are low.
Well, you remember the psychic told me I have a year, so.
Before you meet your husband? Yes. Or? Okay.
I was told by a psychic that I was like going to be married by the time I was 27. So I have a year and change.
I have to get it figured out. I have 4 months.
I need to go see a psychic because I haven't gotten a reading. And
no, I think you'd cry. You don't need it. Don't do it. Your emotions can't handle it. Don't do it.
Yeah, mine wasn't the one that we went to.
You're fragile.
Ours was not. Our adventure that one night was not good. But the more legit psychics that I've seen have both told me.
How do we find like a legit psychic? I want to go see a legit one.
I want to like talk to a medium.
Me too.
But like, I don't have any desire
to do medium.
Oh, I do. I want to see who from the beyond wants to speak to me and give me a message.
Same.
But I'm nervous about what it will be. I don't know. I don't think any of my relatives that have passed have hated me.
It's gonna be like my great grandma being like, "You're gay."
Stop. Oh, you're gay. Okay. You win.
Yeah, mine. Yeah. I don't know. I don't.
What would they say to us?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm unsure. But my family members that have passed away are just my grandparents, I feel like. So.
I think one of my great grandmothers was a whore. So I think she would be like, get out there and slut it up and hook up with as many guys as you can.
Yep.
Don't settle down with one man.
Love that energy. From great Graham.
Meanwhile, I could not have turned out more opposite.
Anyway, I think that's enough. Yeah. I think I'm done now.
Now that we're on the topic of dead relatives, how did we get here?
I think that that's when we turn off the mics and call it a day.
It's been fun.
Thank you for listening, everyone. Happy almost Memorial Day.
We're so excited. Have a
fun weekend. Hopefully it doesn't rain.
Fingers crossed.
Hopefully everyone has
a
fabulous time.
Hopefully you come out unscathed and with money in your bank account.
Yep.
Okay, Colby. Okay.
Hot girl summer ahead. This is the kickoff to summer.
You're right. Hot girl witch summer.
Let's kick it off with
a bang. Kick it off, kids. Love ya. See ya.
Bye.